Howdy, everybody. We've got a new guest in the seat this afternoon. We have Melissa Rost with us today. It is Mental Health Awareness Month here for May. Pretty big deal, in my opinion, mental health. And so anytime that we can get some more awareness, we're going to do it. So Melissa Rost is with the Fallon County Mental Health Council, or FCMHC. They got established in 2021. So first off, welcome in. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks for coming in. And so would you mind just telling us kind of, let's maybe start with the beginning of the council. So how did you get it started? How many folks were involved there at the start? And how have you kind of come forward in the last 4 years?
Yeah, so this group started when Joe Epley put together a, I believe it was youth mental health first aid training at the youth center, and just invited the public to come. And when at the end of the day, he kind of asked for a show of hands, like, is there anybody that's interested in continuing with this and, you know, maybe starting a group to work on mental health in our community? And so there were six of us all together. And so we went ahead and established as a local advisory council. And we work with our regional service area authority. And basically what that means is that, you know, it kind of divides the states into the state into regions. And then the state will give out funding, and then it gives us a chance to apply for like mini grants for some of that funding, and also just a way to network. Our service area authority has a Zoom meeting once a month. They have weekly work meetings. So that's what that is. And also the local advisory council is really meant to prioritize the voice of mental health consumers. So anybody that's using mental health services, that kind of thing. So we try to be, as people have come on and off of the council, aware of that, and making sure that the people who are there are really have their finger on, you know, what's going on and what are the needs and those kinds of things.
Got the finger on the pulse of the community.
The pulse of the community,
right,
yes.
Right on. And so it kind of started as a focus on youth in a way at the very beginning of it, and still a large focus. I believe you guys have kind of a room, if you will, at the high school helping kids out with mental health up there as well.
We do. That was one of our grant-funded projects. We put together a room for kids to meet with, now with our community health worker, also to a place to go for telehealth sessions with therapists. And so, yeah, it's definitely something that we're looking at going into the future, also to be able to start to bring that into some of the things into the elementary school as well.
Awesome. So we're talking to Melissa Rost with the Fallon County Mental Health Council. It's Mental Health Awareness Month this month for May. And you mentioned our Fallon County community health person, Kimberly Rost, there. And she works along with Catalyst for Change, along with those telehealth mental health services, kind of helping folks get sorted out with that. Would you mind telling us a bit about what she does as well?
Yeah, absolutely. We're just super excited about this. This is something that we advocated for Fallon County to fund, and it's her position right now is grant funded, and we're very thankful that that was able to come about. And so basically, she kind of puts people in touch with whatever services they might need. So Catalyst for Change, the county contracts with, and they have access to, I believe it's like 70 mental health providers.
Wow.
And so, yeah, they can usually get someone set up with services within like a day or two.
Holy smokes, that's awesome.
That is really great.
And
yeah,
to not have to worry about, I mean, as a grant-funded program, you really shouldn't let cost deter you from taking advantage of reaching out to these resources. Because they'll be able to find a way to get you some help no matter
Absolutely.
Your situation.
Absolutely. So. And that's also something that the Mental Health Council has been working on. Sometimes if there's co-pays or travel expenses or things like that that aren't covered, you know, we may be able to help in some of those situations. So
awesome.
If you're plugging into Kimberly, she can get you connected. She can help with paperwork. You know, she has those connections and networks with people that, you know, can get you the services you need.
Awesome. And some of those places, like I've got right in front of me here, we've got fallon.crediblemind.com, one of those places you can go for resources. Of course, if you're in crisis, you want to do like a 988 text or call a crisis hotline, of course. But if you're just kind of looking to maybe fill some things out, maybe you'd like to speak to somebody about something you have going on, check out that fallon.crediblemind.com or reach out to Kimberly Rost at the Fallon County Community Health Department, I guess I could call that. And you could also reach out to somebody involved with this mental health council with Melissa Rost. Are there some other names you'd like to throw out to kind of keep an ear out for as well?
Mindy Marine is on our board, and Kayla James, and Cass Meyerhofer Davis is a new one that just came on the board, Angela Heiser. So, and we are currently looking for a couple board members.
Okay.
So if there's anyone out there that has a passion for mental health, you know, get a hold of us and we'd love to have you.
Awesome. When you guys hold like meetings and such, you guys all get together, where do you guys do that?
It depends. We've been working on the senior center, so it's accessible. We had done the courthouse basement and it wasn't quite as accessible. So yeah, and we're working towards having meetings, maybe not monthly, maybe quarterly, with different stakeholders. So what we'd like to do is be able to have like law enforcement, school officials, Fallon Medical Complex, you know, some of those people who are also on those front lines that are seeing mental health issues, you know, just to be able to come together and just give a brief synopsis so everyone is communicating. We don't want to try to duplicate services. We don't want to try to be running in different directions. If we can the more we can coordinate, the better things are going to work for the community.
Yeah, awesome. Streamline some stuff. And, you know, I always say, just keep in mind that even though sometimes it can feel like we're out here on a prairie island in a way in regards to resources, we've got folks trying to help you out there. And take advantage of stuff like this before things really come to a head and get kind of beyond where you can have help before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And their therapists are great. And I think it's also important to note that, you know, I mean, some people I think are nervous about trying therapy, but there really isn't anything to be nervous about. Also, sometimes it takes a while before you find somebody that's a good fit. And I think that's important to keep in mind that, you know, if you see a therapist two or three or four times and you're like, you know, I'm not really getting anything out of this, it's not therapy. It's probably just your personalities or their approach. And so keep trying.
Yeah, absolutely. And so this is Melissa Rost with the Fallon County Mental Health Council here for Mental Health Awareness Month. That's all of May. And hey, thanks for your time today. We sure appreciate you coming in, making us aware of some resources we have in our community. One more time, one of those websites you can look out for is fallon.crediblemind.com. If you're interested in helping out to the Fallon County Mental Health Council, see if you can't join maybe.
Yeah, you can find us on Facebook.
Okay,
so that's
cool.
A great place to get a hold of us. And also we try to put out there resources and tips and things like that on our Facebook page.
It's really active. It's nice to see an active page like that. Sometimes, you know, you direct people to a Facebook page that you got one post in the last 3-4 months, but you guys are quite active on
there. We're working on it. Yeah.
So one more time, that's the Fallon County Mental Health Council. You can find them right on Facebook. And Melissa, thanks for joining us
today. Thanks for having me.